Wow, what a blessing. We lift ourselves up today in total praise because God is good all the time, and all the time our God is good to us. Amen. 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 I truly am grateful for those of us who have joined in worship today. This opportunity and privilege to render a worshipful experience in the midst of this pandemic season, time where we are all distancing ourselves to the best of our abilities in so many ways. But I'm thankful for a worship service that brings us closer to our God. So I want to thank the McKinney family today for their efforts in trying to create a worshipful atmosphere, one that connects you into our worship service. I'm just thankful to God for all that you are doing in trying to make sure that we stay connected in times like these. Thank you, Jake Armstrong this morning and Nettie Ray King this morning for your efforts, and Lamika and Greg participating in our worship experience. Keith and Larry consistently a part of this service. We thank God for you, and I even have my amen corner this morning. My wife is here with us today, and Cynthia, for your diligence continually blessing us with all of your multi-talented and challenges. Plenty of duties you're getting done. We thank God for you. Let's keep all of our church members, as well as those that are sick and shut in that we don't know about, and even the bereaved, let's keep them in our prayers today. This is a special Father's Day in the light that many new fathers are experiencing it today, and older fathers are still enjoying it, and then some are awaiting the moment. We just pray that this message is able to go out and reach them where they are so that they can be a sweet-smelling fragrance in the nostril of our God. I'm excited about the message today that God wants to share with us from Jeremiah, the 20th chapter. A message that speaks to the hearts, I believe, of all humanity, if we would but hear. I think it's appropriate in 2020, as well as it was when it was spoken in the time of Jeremiah, or even when it was penned. So I want us to try to hear it in the light of this day and time. And in particular, men, I'd like us to hear it in the light of God taking a man on a potter's wheel and fashioning us into what he believed
And he assumed would fit even in a time like this. I want to read it for your hearing from the Christian, the Common English Bible today. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 7 through 13, it reads, "Lord, you enticed me, and I was taken in. You were too strong for me, and you prevailed. Now I'm laughed at all the time. Everyone mocks me. Every time I open my mouth, I cry out and say, 'Violence and destruction.' The Lord's word has brought me nothing but insult and injury constantly. I thought, I'll forget him. I'll no longer speak in his name. But there's an intense fire in my heart, trapped in my bones. I'm drained, trying to contain it. I'm unable to do it. I hear many whispering. Panic lurks everywhere. Proclaim, yes, let's proclaim it ourselves. All my friends waiting for me to stumble. Perhaps, they say, he can be enticed. Then we'll prevail against him and get our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a strong defender. Therefore, my oppressors will stumble and not prevail. They will be disgraced by their own failures. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. The Lord of heavenly forces tests the righteous and discerns the hearts and the minds. Let me see your retribution upon them, for I have committed my case to you. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the needy from the clutches of the evil doer." Excuse me. This morning we want to use as a text Standing. I thought about still standing because Jeremiah pointed to the reality that he stuck it out. He had something on the inside of him. Days ago, we heard the phrase, "It was like fire shut up in his bones." Today we rendered it a little differently, but that same fire shut up in the bones of Jeremiah can and will remain with you for such a time as this. As been mentioned all over this land and country, we are in a mell of a hiss. We got tensions rising all over this land and country, and we've got things that are very uncomfortable to us right now, even our physical conditions. We have a lot that we are encountering at this point, but can you be counted as ones that are still standing? I think it's important for men of God to rise up in this particular day and time, that they might be seen as the strong men that God has created us to be. And women, you're already standing for causes, and you're standing for rights, and there are some men who are also doing the same, but I'm calling for a more concentrated men to be found standing for such a time as this. I remember a song that's in the Christian church that says, "Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things, give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God, his kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong. Rise up, O men of God, the church for you doth wait. Send forth to serve the needs of men. In Christ, our strength is great. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As brothers, the Son of Man, rise up, O men of God." I speak this in a day where, as we have noted earlier, even in our prayers to God, that old school don't seem to fit in this new generation. Almost appears that we are clueless as to how to live in a world like it is today. But I believe God had spoken to us in the book of Jeremiah and suggested to us, as the days are long, we will always have the wisdom and the instructions that is needed in times like these, times where we need to be accountable, time like these where we need to be disciplined, times like these where we need to not only stand out but stand up and be who God has called us to be. Now, it's interesting that Jeremiah placed this information in this particular chapter, and he phrased it, he shared it around the fact that God, being the potter, and we are but mere clay vessels. But the key in all of this is that it was God who created the pot. It was the potter that put all of the ingredients in the pot to make it such as that. And I believe today God wants us to understand that he is still making us over and over again. I believe today that the scripture is calling humanity to understand that men can use a good makeover. A makeover is something that is a similar to a do-over, in the light that it needs to be fashioned in such a way that it might be able to withstand the test of time. I'm believing today God wants to make sure that men are encouraged and be on the front line of faith. I believe today God is calling for men who will stand for the kingdom's sake.
men, women, boys, and girls who follow Jesus Christ are called for such a time as this to speak to a stiff-necked generation who don't know God. As people continue to follow their stubborn hearts as long as possible, we, the people of God, are still obligated to stand for righteousness. We are obligated to stand for holiness. We are obligated and fixed that we might be able to stand for Jesus Christ. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because it wasn't a comfortable situation for him, and his message that he had was a condemning message, and it was not well received, and it resulted in ridicule and persecution along the way. Yet I hear God saying to him, Jeremiah, you were made for this. You were made in such a way that you can withstand all the ridicule. You can withstand all the persecution. Just stand with the promises of God. I think today we need to stand on that front line of faith, fathers. It's time for us to stand and proclaim and to our children the things that are right, even when it's considered old school. You might get ridiculed along the way. You might be persecuted along the way. But I believe today, if you are found standing for something, if you are not found standing for something, you are subject to fall for anything. We need men today who have some conviction. We need men today who can be able to claim the truths of God and deal in principle. We need men who have values that are pleasing to God. We need men, women, boys, and girls who are kingdom-minded, who have legs to stand against the wiles of the evil one. Men, women, boys, and girls who are able to speak against the rejection of God's word, the rebellion that is out in the world, and being able to repay good with evil. It's Jeremiah's plot. That was his plight. He was challenged on a daily basis that what he said went against the norm. In other words, it was abnormal for one to stand like Jeremiah and proclaim against the people of Judah, God's own children. They were out there rejecting God's word as if it had no value. They were out there rebelling against God, as if God was not even in the picture. They were simply repaying good with evil. Read the story. It'll tell you that Jeremiah's plight was one in which he had to stand against the wiles of the devil himself. They planned against him simply because he was standing. They denounced him simply because he took a stand. They launched slander campaigns against him simply because he took a stand for righteousness in the midst of a chaotic society. They begin to pay no attention to all his words because simply the thoughts of humanity was going in a different direction. I believe today we have a similar challenge in our midst. There are men who are afraid to speak what thus says the Lord because they are fearful of public humiliation. They don't want to speak the truths of God simply because of the persecution that might follow, the ridicule that might follow, simply because they don't realize who they are and whose they are. Terror is on every side. We're surrounded by it. Wherever we look, there is a chance for terror, and we can speak truth even to the terror, the panic that's in the hearts and minds of people. You have a word that can speak against those things. Attention is building, and our children don't really understand what is going on. You have a word that can speak peace in the midst of the storm. Sure, it's coming simply because God has exclaimed that it's coming, but in the midst of it, men, women, boys, and girls can still stand. And I believe today that fathers, you matter in the process. Fathers, you need the makeover. Fathers, you allow yourself to become made in the image and in the likeness of God. You can be able to stand for justice. You can be able to stand in righteousness. You can be able to stand in humility, regardless of what they might say to you. I've got good news. We serve a God who is on your side. We serve a God who is invaluable in times like these. Just like Jeremiah was challenged in his day, you don't have to dampen your commitment to share God's message and stand for him. The Bible says that Jeremiah's message didn't disintegrate, but it intensified, and it became like fire shut up in his bone. Scripture says Jeremiah was still standing even in his pain. Just got off of a flogging. Jeremiah finds himself still standing and proclaiming the truths of God. Just got put on the front lines, and everybody came and saw him and laughed at him because they had him in shackles at the gate. But Jeremiah still standing tall. What is it that is in you? Is there something inside of you that enables you to can't keep it to yourself? Somebody said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. Are you there right now? Is there something that's keeping you from what God
and who God has made you to be. God needs you right now. God needs people who will stand and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in times like these. I've got some witnesses that I could call to the witness stand. I can call Paul and Silas at this time, and even in the midst of being caught up in a dungeon, the scripture said they found themselves praying and singing to God. I can call Daniel, who was in the lion's den, and Daniel would tell you that in the midst of all of the big teeth and the ferocious roar of a lion, Daniel was still found standing in his faith in God. I can call Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they would tell you, even though he slay him, they're going to trust him in the midst of all. If he chooses not to do what he can do, we're still going to trust him. So I challenge you today, church, I challenge you to be just like that tree that's planted by the river to yield its fruit in due season. Stand and wait on and wait in the Lord. Find your voice, offer songs of praise, offer prayers of petition, and stand on the promises of God. I tell you, he's able, just like he delivered Daniel from the lion's den, just like he delivered Paul and Silas. He can deliver you into your victory. Challenge you today, if you're feeling like throwing in the towel, of being a father, someone who can offer words of wisdom, if they're not listening to you, still stand on the God-given principles and values. Because in times like these, they might not realize the value now, but somewhere down the road, they're gonna need it, and you have provided it, so therefore stand on the promises of God. I'm gonna leave you with this thought. This is a day where we need to look up, and a day in which we can break out in praise. Today, I challenge you to look to the hills, from whence cometh your help, realizing your help comes from the Lord. Realizing that you serve a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And then when you realize and it becomes a reality, break out in your praise. Be happy about the reality that you are not in this all by yourself. Be happy about the fact that you have a violent warrior on your side who is able to bring down the enemy's vengeance that is planned just for you. Know this, you have been created in the image and likeness of God, and God has planned you for a time like this. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, stand in the power.